Good morning, this is Good Morning News for today, Thursday, June 30th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. DFP General Secretary Johnson Boston disappointed with the conduct of House Speaker Alex Boyd-Knight. Grenada PM reshuffles cabinet. And Michael Gove and Theresa May enter Conservative race. The news is brought to you, compliments DigiCell. The details of these and more stories after this.
Free talk, more data, DigiCell. Experience the all-new DigiCell talk and data plan. Get more data with unlimited talk right now with DigiCell. Get 500 megabytes of data with free talk for 7 days for only $25. Now you can enjoy data with free talk. Yes, talk and data plans that cater to your needs. Now at Digicel. Digicel terms and conditions apply. Digicel, be extraordinary.
Welcome back. In news this morning, DFP General Secretary and former House Speaker Johnson Boston says he is disappointed with the manner in which the current House Speaker, Mrs. Alex Boyd-Knight, is running the affairs of Dominica's House of Assembly. Mr. Boston says Boyd-Knight appears to favor the members on the government side and does not give the members of the opposition an opportunity to put forward their matters for consideration. He added that he has never seen that kind of behavior from a Speaker of the House in all of the history of Parliament in Dominica.
And I have never seen you had speakers before, and all the speakers we had are speakers that we are proud of. They conducted themselves with distinction. This is the only speaker who have a cockanaise approach to speakership, and they think, order please, as if well is a little, you know, side road event that she's conducting. She's very disorganized. She's out of order. She's cockanaise. She's a very irresponsible person. And she's not helping the Labour Party and the government, because normally in the parliament, if a member is on his feet and the member is putting in improper motive, a member on the other side can stand up and quote the and move for the member to withdraw on the point of order. The speaker now will ask you, what is your point of order? And you will quote the point of order. And then if the speaker finds your point of order is in sync with the standing orders, then she has the person to move away from that and so on. But even before you start, the clear example, I listened to the parliament on Monday, it was, and when the new member took her oath as a member, and she said she'd allow three members on each side to do congratulatory remarks. And then Justina Charles stood up and she went all around the place, how good security is, how good the government is, and this is why they won, and blah, 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 and the people of Sufria. And she went on, went on, went on. Then she came to say congratulations. When Isaac stood up now to speak, she immediately said, oh, you just have to congratulate, and that's it. So you will stand up and just say, well, I congratulate the member, welcome, and sit down. And so, I mean, you conduct parliament that way. She doesn't give the members on the other side an opportunity to even intervene if they feel that a member on his feet on the other side is in putting improper motive.
And that's Dominica Freedom Party General Secretary and former House Speaker, Mr. Johnson Boston. Now, a 24-hour helpline for victims of violence and abuse will be officially launched on Wednesday, July 6, 2016. That's according to Lifeline Ministries Victim Support Coordinator and Young Queen leader, Tina Alfred. She says plans are progressing smoothly in setting up this 24-hour helpline for those seeking to escape violence and abuse. Speaking in an interview with Q95 News, Alfred said helpline operators have been trained and it will be officially launched on July 6, 2016.
Well, we have the operators for the helpline, and we are going to relaunch the helpline at our graduation, which is on the 6th of July at the PSU. So we are having the third series, the victim support graduation, and we are going to relaunch the helpline on the 6th of July.
We apologize for the quality of the insert, but you've just heard comments from Lifeline Ministries Victim Support Coordinator and Young Queen leader, Tina Alfred. Alfred was among 60 Commonwealth citizens to receive the Queen's Young Leader Award at Buckingham Palace on the 23rd of June 2016. They were recognized for taking the lead in transforming the lives of others and making a lasting difference in their communities. Meantime, or in more news, six schools will face off in National Drug Abuse Prevention Unit biennial anti-drug quiz competition, carded for the 5th of July 2016 at the DPSU building. In an effort to continue its school prevention program, the National Drug Abuse Prevention Unit is presenting its biennial anti-drug quiz competition, where 21 schools compete on the district level in six district quizzes. The first place winners from each district representing their respective district at the national competition are as follows. W.S. Stevens Primary representing the North Northeast, Saint-Sauveur Primary representing the East, Montjean Primary the Southeast, Girardel Primary the South, Convent Preparatory, Roseau, and St. Joseph SDA Primary representing the West. Now, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Commerce, Enterprise and Small Business Development, Esther Thomas, says the Buy Dominica Month will assist in getting residents to understand the importance of supporting local. Buy Dominica Month is being recognized in September under the theme Buy Local, Go Global, Building Our Products and Services for Global Success. It is an initiative of the Dominica Manufacturers Association in collaboration with Dexia, the Dominica Coalition of Service Industries, and the Ministry of Commerce. Speaking at Wednesday's launch, Thomas said a unified effort is needed in order to achieve the desired objectives of Buy Dominica Month.
And I think for us to achieve the desired objective that is stated here in terms of the awareness, in terms of bringing the consciousness of quality products and service to our people, the importance of our people recognizing there's a platform ready and available for our local products. And to also understand that the people of Dominica have to take ownership of the local products that are made first and foremost. And most importantly, we are in a global market, we're in a global village, and hence we have to get ourselves together so that we can launch regionally and internationally. And for us to launch regionally and internationally, there are standards we have to comply with, there are players we have to compete with, and of course the international market itself is a vast market that has its own added requirement, and no one manufacturer or service provider can achieve it on its own, and hence the need for us to pull our resources together.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Commerce, Enterprise and Small Business Development, Esther Thomas. In more news this morning, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has given his government's commitment to standing in solidarity with the government of Venezuela. His comments come at a time when the South American country is facing a deepening full-fledged economic crisis and efforts are being made to call a referendum against President Nicolas Maduro. Mr. Skerrit said, and there are efforts by some to undermine a government elected by the people, irrespective of who that government is. We must always, as countries, respect the democratic rights of people to determine who their government ought to be. Mr. Skerrit says on the principle of maintaining democratic ideals, the DLP government stands in solidarity with the government of Venezuela.
It is for the people of Venezuela to determine what happens to the government of Venezuela. Not for me, not for the Organization of American States, and their efforts by some to undermine a government elected by the people. Irrespective of who the government is, we must always, as countries, respect the democratic rights of people to determine who the government ought to be at any given time. Venezuela is not less democratic than any other country in the Western Hemisphere. So what makes us believe that we can lecture them and tell the people who should they elect as a government? That's their right. And it's on this principle of maintaining democratic ideals that Dominica continues to stand in defense and in solidarity with Venezuela, and will speak to anybody or any country who decides it has a right to undermine the constitutional government of Venezuela.
Dominican Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Now, the Enhanced Online Business Registry, which is an integral part of Phase 2 Business Entry Reform Project, was launched on Wednesday, and National Security Minister Raybon Blackmore says, in order to continue to boast of living in the age of information, solutions relevant to the era must be applied to manage any challenges which may arrive. Blackmore says, as a politician, he continues to strive for better service for those he represents. He expressed confidence in the Business Entry Reform Project and predicted that its goals will be achieved.
If we boast of living in the information age, we must therefore apply solutions that are consistent with the time in which we live. And while I applaud the effort, but as a politician, I believe that it's my obligation to ensure that the people that I represent get the best service. And I'm confident, therefore, that from what I've seen and when we would have gone through the processes in phase two, that we're going to achieve.
Minister of National Security Raybon Blackmore. In more news in the region, in a national address on Tuesday, Grenada's Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell announced a number of changes in cabinet responsibilities in accordance with what he described as a commitment given in 2013, continually to adjust ministerial positions to improve efficiency and to give members different experiences, especially those who have served for a long time in any one area. The changes he announced were also influenced by several critical considerations. There is a growing need to provide more support in the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands, Forestry, Fisheries, and the Environment, which have additional challenges at this time. We are bringing in personnel with different skill sets to take on very specific areas within that ministry. Meantime, internationally, Justice Secretary Michael Gove is to run to be the next Conservative Party leader and UK Prime Minister. Mr. Gove, a prominent figure in the Brexit campaign, had been expected to support Boris Johnson's candidacy. He said he was standing because he had come to the conclusion that Boris cannot provide the leadership or build the team for the task ahead. Home Secretary Theresa May, who backed staying in the EU, has also entered the contest. Nominations close at noon. The winner of the contest is set to be announced on September 9th, 2016. The leadership battle has been sparked by David Cameron's decision to step down as Prime Minister after losing the EU referendum, which saw the country vote by 52% to 48% to leave the EU. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Dominica Freedom Party General Secretary Johnson Boston disappointed with the conduct of House Speaker Alex Boyd-Knights. Grenada Prime Minister reshuffles cabinet, and Michael Gove and Theresa May enter Conservative race. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of DigiCell. If you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com. You'll be able to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to the numbers 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant morning.